Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM. Welcome back to Weekend Breakfast. Now, my next guest did this.
Do you like donuts? You do? So you know what they are. Do you? It's not a sex thing. It's just... Do you like... You know what they are? Does everyone know what donuts are? Okay, no, because recently I met someone who's never heard of donuts. Yeah, I was like, you know, donuts, they're like a round baked good. They've got icing on top. And they just looked at me like... And I was like, you know, police officers eat them. Like in The Simpsons. Again, they just looked at me like... And I was like, God, you know The Simpsons? It's on TV, and at that point, right, their head just snapped back. And my sister was like, whoa, you have to support her head.
I'm delighted to be joined on the line now by winner of the Comedy Bloomers LGBTQ+ and new comedian of the year 2024 in the UK, Marty Gleeson. How are you, Marty?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. You've got a lot of titles to your name already. BBC New Comedian of the Year Awards, Pete Nash Award for Comic Originality in 2022, the West End Act of the Year Finalist 2022. Do you have all of them displayed in your apartment or your house?
No, some of them are like finalist places or like nominated things, but they're, you know, not up on display in the house. So
they're nice to get, though. Nice to get. So we just played the clip of a video that went viral, and it's just your style of comedy. And I'll be honest in saying that, you know, comedy been around for a while and there's a lot of comedians out there, but you're so unique. And I'm sure that people have been saying that to you.
Yeah. I've been hearing it a good bit recently, and it's nice to hear. It's cool.
And will you tell us about the moment where you were when you were doing that in that clip that went viral?
So I was in the finals of the competition you mentioned at the Clapham Grand. Which is massive theatre in London. It's like 1,200 people seater. And I was on second last and I was very nervous, but yeah. I loved it. Oh, amazing.
You did very well. What's the deal with the Bowron?
So my dad taught me the Bowron when I was growing up. Oh. And we play it a little bit together. And then I learned drums for a while. But then I was doing like comedy here and it was like, I was thinking about Ireland and, you know, Irish storytelling and trad music and how it's like done in such a like a kind of lovely, inclusive, immersive way. And people kind of go in this kind of trance with it when you have all these elements. Like I studied fine art in the Limerick School of Art and Design, and I was always kind of a multimedia person, mixing a few different things. So bringing that in was kind of a nice way of bringing people all together in this like hive mind. But also I was like, I want to play it because I'm like proud to play it, especially over in England. People are like, whoa.
What is that?
Yeah, the little drum, they call it.
It's beautiful sounding, but it's a good, it, again, adds to this unique, you know, environment that you're creating when you're on stage as well. So Marty, what about like comedy and your beginnings there, and was it something that you're like, I make people laugh a lot, or how did it come about?
I mean I grew up watching stand-up on, you know, the Irish stand-up, and when the panel came to Ireland I was like, whoa. Not came to Ireland, but was on Irish TV. And then I moved to London and I was like, I pursued a career in art and illustration, and it wasn't like the right kind of, I still do it, like that's my day job, but it wasn't the right way of connecting with people for me. It wasn't like instant enough. I wasn't getting the connection I really wanted. And there was just like no energy happening. And then I was like, go and watch a bunch of stand up gigs and I was like, whoa, I felt like a few things. I was like, wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Thought I could do it and felt like really jealous. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to follow my instinct. And I was so terrified, but it was the best thing I have ever done.
So Marty, jealousy has its positive side, doesn't it?
Oh yeah. I think it's a good sign, like a good thing for you to take a step back and be like, why am I feeling this way?
Mm.
And then it's moving forward.
I love what people have been writing about you. One website saying exudes the vibe of someone not quite of this world. And I think that this is really, Broadway World wrote this, I think this is really does hit the nail on the head. It's rare to find a comic whose playful relationship with suspense has an audience laughing before they've even spoken. And this is Marty Gleason's superpower. I would agree.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate that. I like playing with the audience and like I don't, the drum takes up maybe about 20% of what I do and the rest is like, I love audience participation stuff and then just like straight stand up as well. But I like playing with silence.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? You have to be brave for that though. You really do.
I think so, but it's also really grounding when you do play in it. And then I think I get more panicked when I'm trying to fill the silence because, you know, not everything that's going to come out of your mouth is going to be very good.
The other video, Marty, I want to ask you about is the Irish passport video. So you put a filter on your face and you did the kind of stereotypical greeting that we might get when we return home to Ireland. Do you love coming back? Do you get a chance to come back often?
I do. I'm coming back more these days because I have a niece there now. And in general, I'm just like, I really like going back and it's like, yeah, it's just grounding. It's being around your family and it's so busy and hectic here. And then when you go home, there's like a sense of like sloshing back in, like even around like Irish people, you're like, oh, you know, kind of you can take a minute to breathe and it's just, you know, it's a different vibe. Like it's just more crack.
Completely.
More crack.
When I'm in Canada for 3 weeks, I can't wait to get on to an airplane and hear Irish voices. I'm like, okay. Not everybody is so, you know, abiding by the rules and so bland. Yay, I'm getting back to Ireland. What about, Marty, like the video as well, just going back to that, like 1.2 million views. Like, that's insane.
Yeah. It's nuts. Cuckoo bananas. Like, it's very overwhelming. I'm learning a lot about the internet and when you take things out of context. And like some people are saying such nuts things that you're like, oh my god, like this is crazy. But it's really exciting as well. Like I couldn't believe it. Like, and I was because I was tentative about posting that clip because it's kind of longer in, you know, than clips that you would post up, and I really, really loved that joke and I didn't want to kind of release it out, but then I thought, you know, Let's do it. Let's see. It was filmed in a great
space. Brilliant. It is brilliant. And what about, so you've got gigs in London next week even. And what about Irish dates? That's what we want to know.
Irish dates. I haven't planned on doing any gigs at home yet because it's, where are we now? June, July. And then I'm going to the Edinburgh Fringe for the month with the Pleasance Comedy Reserve. And then when I come back, I'd love to do gigs in Ireland. I actually have only ever gigged in Ireland once and that was in the North. So I'd really love to do gigs at home. It's just when I go home, it's like I'm there for such a short time with family. But I wanted to wait till I was quote unquote good to gig in Ireland, you know, because, you know, you don't want to go home with notions. Like. So I would love to gig in Ireland. I'd be honoured to gig in Ireland.
Well, you'd be welcome with open arms. And Marty, before I let you go as well, like Edinburgh, we've talked about this with a lot of comedians over the years. Like it is such a put pressure on you, but it is such a big deal and can lead to so many different things.
It is. It's the best thing ever, though. It's like a great place to, when you finish the month, you're like, oh, I have leveled up so much. Or, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's like a crash course in comedy, all things comedy. And you're just around your peers and learning so much. And it's like make believe, but also so hard.
Like, so imaginary summer camp, but very difficult. Marty, I know, like, I'm glad, I'm going to say something. I'm glad I'm getting a chance to speak to you now, because I feel like it might not happen in a little while, in that you'll be in high demand. You won't be reachable. You'll be stratospheric, because you are so original, and I see a very bright future in comedy for you. So thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for your time as well. I really appreciate you talking to me.
Thanks, Marty. Take care. Bye.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of Black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for Black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.